Welcome to the Zhongde AG IR conference call, originally held on the 29th of April 2008 at 10 a.m. Central European Time. Today's chairperson is Gabriella Sexton.
Good morning. Welcome to the conference call to present Zhongde Waste Technologies' fully audited full year 2007 figures. Here on the panel today are the CEO, Mr. Sifeng Shen, the CFO, Ms. Na Lin, and Mr. George Lee, Head of IR. I will hand over to George now to take you through the figures, and there will be a question and answer session at the end. So, George, go ahead.
Thank you very much. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and good morning, and thank you for joining our conference call for the annual result of 2007 for Zhongde Waste Technology. And Zhongde Waste Technology is a company focused on waste incineration, and we have a strong focus area in China. And the company has been developing in the waste incineration business for more than 10 years. And the company has successfully going IPO in the German Prime Standards in the 2007, in the last year of July, and through our successful IPO, we were able to establish a very good branding of our company and also make use of these brand recognitions for our own expansion of our company and promote what we would like to enter into more focused area of our incineration sector, which is the municipal waste incinerator sector. So right now, I will go through the overall financial results of the company, and by then, we will have a very brief introduction of the company and also the development strategy of the company. And then I will let Mr. Chen to summarize the result of our company in 2007 and ask him to give the speech of our outlook in 2008 and also in the future. And the remaining part, there will be the Q&A sessions for us to give you more idea the detailed operation of the company. So looking back to the financial statement and the financial results of the company has a very strong growth in terms of the revenue. The revenue increased by 64% to 31 million euros in 2007. And the increase in revenue is mainly contributed by our substantial increase in the sales of municipal waste incinerator. When compared to the last year, we have a mainly two focus area of operation. One is the medical waste incinerator, and the other is the municipal waste incinerator. In the last year, the company has almost more than 80% of the sales contributed from the medical waste incinerator. While in this year, because the company has been focusing on developing of the municipal waste incinerator, which is what the company is focusing on and believes to be the strong area to growth. And in this area, we will achieve a very strong growth. And as a result, in this year, we have more than 70% of our sales are contributed from the municipal waste incinerator. And in terms of the EBITDA, the company has also rise in proportional to the revenue. And compared to the year 2006, the company increased our EBITDA by 56%, which is in line with our revenue. And also for the net profit, the company has a significant growth of 138% to 90 million of the euro when compared to the last year. So the company feel very confident that right now we have a very strong, we are capturing the market of a very strong growth, and we are making use of this strong growth with high EBITDA and gross margin to facilitate our net profit contribution to the shareholders. And going back to the detailed development of the gross margin, if you can see when compared to the last year, in 2006, we have maintained a very high gross margin at around 69%. While in this year, we were able to maintain around similar amount of the gross margin. This is because we are going on the two-way, because for the medical waste incinerator, even though they have less contribution in this year, but their gross margin is keep increasing. And this year, the average gross margin for medical waste incinerator is up to 78%, while the company is focusing more percentage of sales in the municipal waste incinerator, even though the incinerator is going down to 66%. But still, on average, the company is still able to achieve a fairly high gross margin. And we believe that the company is able to maintain a rather good gross margin for the small size incinerators, while with the company looking forward to develop for the bigger size incinerator, we will still receive some adjustment on this, and this is expected to be going a little bit downward. But in terms of the total scale of the company, we will be expanding very fast in the next 1 or 2 years. And in terms of the operating expenses of the company, if you can see, we didn't change too much on the EBITDA margin and even for the net profit margin. For the EBITDA margin, you can see the company maintained it very well. This is because the company has maintained a very, very strong cost control policy within the company, and we have employed several consultancy to have a detailed restructuring on the internal control of the company in order to push the company to operate even more efficient than ever. And still, you can see there are a little bit drop on the EBITDA margin, which is mainly contributed from the IPO-related expenses, such as like a traveling or similar kind of expenses. And if you look at the net profit margin of the company, the margin increased from 42% to 61%. And the main net profit margin contribution increases was mainly due to the company has become a wholly owned foreign enterprise in China, which represented they will be able to enjoy a full tax exemption. While in the last year, in 2008, the company is still subject to around of 30% of profit tax to the company. So we expected the company will still enjoy 2 years of full year tax exemptions, so there's no profit tax for the next 2 years, while we will still enjoy half exemptions of the tax in the next three to five years. So here you can see the overall changes of the company will be the company in the future will be looking forward to raise more concern or raise more focus on the municipal waste incinerator sector. And we're trying very hard to develop our orders intake in municipal waste incinerator. And that's why you can see in terms of the order backlog at the end of this year, the amount has been increasing from 70 million to 20 million. And majority of this increase are contributed by the municipal waste incinerator, which is including our model for the LCH200, 150, and also for the 100s. And this kind of model on the average selling price of the municipal waste incinerator, you can see the average selling price will around be 3 million to 4 million in euro. So the company is looking to, in the future, we'll be focusing even more bigger size order. And if you can see for the 2007, the company has been announced that we have engaged the Daitong project with the contract value of more than 30 million in euro. And these type of the big size projects will be including not only for the manufacturing of the equipment itself, but we'll be also joining for the infrastructure and the whole construction program. And this type of the operation is our new direction in the future, and the company is always looking, trying very hard to seize this order. And this represented the company will be going directly to compete with the international players. And even those, our company still believe that we are not having such a well-recognized brand name as the other international player, but still, if you're familiar with in the China market, the company is already be very well known, not only for the other players, but also from the government. So we feel very comfortable that in the future, the company will be getting more and more similar kind of big size order, and this is the direction that the company want ultimately to achieve. And in terms of the BOT projects, during the 2007, the company signed the two BOT projects, and all of these two BOT projects are well on track and is expecting to start operating in the June of 2008, and even next for the first quarter of 2009 for the next one. And the latest one that the company already signed for the Xinjiang BOD project. And the company is looking to having our service fund to invest on this BOD project. And the criteria for this BOD project for us will be we have to make sure all of them are with very, very reasonable IRR, that is a very good returns, and that we'll be also able to, in the future, if we see more these kind of the orders, it will be placed as one of our strategy for the company to be going demonstrate our operation capacity and also for our manufacturing capacity. And by then, we will be able to make use of these BOD projects to seize more order from the other competitors. And that BOD projects for us in the future will be generating a very, very stable income. And also, we are expanding that because most of the BOD projects are receiving our income based on the waste disposal fee and also some selling of the steam to the factory or to the other utility. So all kind of these prices will be increasing in the future, and we are expanding that this IR or the returns of these BOD projects in China will be increasing very substantially in the future. So right now, I will pass the message to Mr. Chen to ask Mr. Chen to give an overview of the company and the outlook of the company, and by then, I will help Mr. Chen to make the translations. 陈总啊，
哎，
陈总，你可以说一下，我替你做一下翻译好吗？你可以说一下这两块，第一块就是说，公司07年的情况，简单说一下；第二个就是那个往后的展望。
好。
OK，可以开始。
这个整个07年来讲，就是中国的受到中国政府的这个政策的影响，就是政策呢非常明显的，就是从第一次，就中国政府就是国务院提出来的，就是开始拉低的是以焚烧为主，以前都是填埋或者这个焚烧，这个争议很大。现在国务院正式发文件，就是说，今后中国的方向就是以焚烧为主，是对公司一个非常好的。那么另外一个呢，由于国务院这个节能减排的，这种就是有具体的指标，要求各个省各级的官员都要非常重视这个事情，所以去年的业务发展得非常良性。除了医疗炉已经也有一个稳定的发展，另外一个呢还有生活炉，就特别是生活垃圾的这块呢，公司比较这个很好的发展，已经开始从这个焚烧炉的炉型从小型一直在做到比较大型的这个焚烧炉，这也是公司进入发展的一个方向，就是一个趋势，可能接下去公司会做的业务都会越来越大，这样子。
Okay, you're starting in 2007. We are very happy for the result of the company, and we contribute our improvement in the result of the company from the government policy because it was only the first time the state of environmental protection from the government state indicate that incineration would be the most preferred way to treat the wastes in China. Like previously, incineration is a kind of the question in China, but right now it was identified by the Environmental Protection Department to be the first most preferred way to treat the wastes. And further, the government has offered several environmental protection indication index to require the government or local government to comply, and all kind of the like indication or index given to the local government, they will be as a performance indicator for them to assess the performance. So to conclude, the company has maintained a very rather stable growing or rather stable business in the medical waste incinerator, while for the municipal waste incinerator, we were able to successfully growing it from small to bigger size incinerator, and we are really looking to see that the company will be growing very strong in the future. 可以。陈总，有没有其他的？
这个就是大体的是这样的一个情况，就是说去年整体的这个印象就是整体的情况是这样，那这个形势越来越好，就是现在各个省呢就是从去年启动以后，今年呢就更加明显了，就整体的就是都开始各地都在布置，都在规划了，已经有好几个省份宣布呢就是绝对整个省都不再搞填埋了， 这个还有报送国家的这种大项目啊，就是搞垃圾发电的啊，这种是越来越多了哈、啊，是这样的一个情况哈、啊。那么公司呢，这个前这个一些工地哈、啊，就是 BOT 项目呢，已经也正式签了，这个都在建设，北京的生产基地也在建设啊，这些都是这个为了因应今后的发展，还有而且招聘了很多人才，加强了培训啊，这些都是公司基础性的工作也在去全力推进。啊，因为我们可以感觉到中国这个今后的这个在垃圾焚烧这块，这个是正式啊，就是起步阶段，正式在前面的快速的发展啊。
So, Mr. Chen mentioning that here we have the environment is really encouraged because even though looking into the detail for whether the local government comply with the central government's indication on the development of environmental protection, many of the local provinces has already declared that they will not use the landfill anymore, and they will also use the only way to treat the waste is by incineration. And hence, we feel very comfortable that the market is going in the right direction, which is favorable for us. And this is something that we can identify by what has been doing by the government right now. For the company has working very hard also to build up the operation capacity, which is including that we set up the Beijing office and we set up the Beijing plan, and right now the Beijing plan is well on the chat, and all of the construction site has already started to work, and we are expecting to have our constructions to be ready in August, and by then we'll be able to contribute or start operation at the end of this year. And secondly, the company is also working very hard to employ and recruit more and more talented people so that the company will be able to compete with the other competitors. So all the things is going well, and the company is now ready to be in a more bigger momentum to grow ourselves, and we are more be ready to be join the growth of the market. So this is the end of the Mr. Chen's on his speech, and right now I would suggest that we'll be going to the Q&A sessions, and by then if you do have any questions of the company, then feel free to ask me, or we can directly ask Mr. Chen and I will help on the translations. 那就我们就是现在转过去那个 Q&A 里面提问的那个环节。
So operator, I think we're ready to take questions.
Thank you. If any participant would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the 1 on your telephone. If you wish to cancel this request, please press the star followed by the 2. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. One moment, please, for the first question. And the first question comes from Mr. Steven Zhang. Please state your company name followed by your question.
USA. 你好，陈总，琳娜和那个 George， 喂，您听见我们吗？
哎，
喂，你好，我就是说看了一下我们的年报，就是有几个就是关于数字的问题，一个是有一块那个就是地缘所得税，这个有40多万欧元，因为中国的所得税2007年是两免三减半的，是免掉的，那么这是不是因为德国的所得税引起的？然后这个话，这块地缘的税是大概什么时候我们需要交掉？另外的话，那个所说的订单，就是说4000多万欧元的订单，有没有包括那个2000多万的那个在手订单，有没有包括那个大同的那个项目？另外的话，就是还有就是那个关于新津的项目，是不是原来我们六个 BOT 项目的那个 pipeline 里面的六个项目里面的一个？因为我原来记得山西里面是个长治的项目，是不是这个新疆是新签的？还有就是说可能想请教一下，因为最近就是说原材料什么都在涨价，我就因为前面焦姐也提到过，我们这样中小型的这样一个炉型还能保持像2007年一样的一个毛利率水平，那么是不是在转移定价的时候，我们就是应该就是比较容易的就转让给这个最终的客户？还有最后一个问题，就是北京的那个生产基地是还是像原定于的8月8号可以正式就是开工吗？谢谢陈总。
这样子好，
陈总，我来翻译一下，然后我再先回答一下你的提问，然后呢你再补充我一下，可以吗
？OK， 好。
Okay, so
I'm
trying to translate it before Mr. Stephen Zhang's question. The first question will be for we have a deferred tax reflected on the financial statement, and since we are not a tax exemption company, how this can be derived, and also how this can be like a reflected in the future operation of the company. And the secondly will be for the ban law order, would it be included for the Datong project or not? And the third one will be for the Xinjiang BOT project. It has never been reflected in our prospectus before, and it's a new one, or is it only something that replaced the existing project? And the fourth one will be for the materials concern, and the price is raising. There we have a potential for the rising of the material cost. Since we are working on the small size order, that will not affect too much of our operation or our cost of products. But in the future, if we are going to the bigger size, like a Datong project, bigger size incinerator, would it be affected substantially for our gross margins? And for the Beijing plant, we are going to have the proposed to be launched the factory in August of in the 8th of August. So it's still in the right track. So I'm getting back to you on certain questions. The first one will be for the deferred tax, since there are certain we understand there is no tax deductions right now for our profits and loss account for the current year. So we are in the full tax exemption of the company this year for the deferred taxes, which are pending that we may have some kind of expenses, say for the fixed assets, that we'll be able to claim for the deduction from the government in the future, because there are some timing difference on the PRC record and the China records. So most of the time, the deferred taxes are only reflecting on some type of the interest expenses, and also for some type of fixed assets depreciations. So that would be able to be realized in the future of our profit tax. So the second one will be for the Datong project. For the 20 million, the amount is not included our Datong projects, because we have our Datong projects announced rather in the late moment. So this 20 million only reflecting to our result as if we are at the end of 2007 December, but not up to that moment. For the Xinjiang project, you're right. The Xinjiang project is in replace of the which is not included in our prospectus, and this is in replacement of another project which we have been in the IPO, and we are having this Xinjiang project having a better IRR of up to 15 to 16%, and as a result, because the reason why we would switch this beauty project is because when we are signing some of the MOU during our IPO, and after the IPO, since we have the National Congress in China, and some of the senior government has been already in place, and as a result, they are not willing to continue the MOU or whatever. But the problem is they have to manage again for reviewing again all the contract, and it really takes time for that to do that. And as a result, we are trying to, but the market is really hot, so as a result, we are not trying to wait for them, but instead, from our company standpoint, we try to find some better IR project in replace of this project in order to report it and or engage it for the company. So we believe that so far, if you can see for all of the three BOD projects that we signed, we are only carrying out the BOD projects with better IRR than before, or even some of the projects we changed from BOT to BOO and or extended the operation period from 25 years to 30 years. So as a result, we believe that in the future, we will be looking for even better BOT projects for investment before we will consider the remaining BOT that we have reported in the prospectus. So we have to ensure that in the future we have a better than prospectus BOTs with better IRRs in order to be engaged. For the remaining one, for the material costs up to now, we still didn't see too much pressure for the raw material, but still, if you can see from our announcement, and in the future, we believe that our gross margin will be going down, but our target will be from 50% or 55% for the bigger size incinerator. And this is not only contributed from the price pressure, but also for the material cost that we considered it already in our lowering margin of the bigger size incinerator order. And for the Beijing plan, we are still on the good track, but maybe I have to pass it to Mr. Chen to give you some idea on the progress of the Beijing plan. 陈总啊，我刚才就解释过的那个DSO效应了，所以呢，大宗项目里边我们就不含在我们的那个订单里边的。那新加项目我们就是取代以前的另外一个项目，但是我应该忘记了。但是那个新加项目里边呢，我们是有个比较好的那个 IRR 回报。 那第四个就是原材料小的话，对我们没有影响大的话，因为我们已经都考虑在那个我们比较低的毛利里边了。
没错。
那所以这个应该都已经考虑到了这块。那8月8号那个北京厂房就可能有解释，大概告诉我们一下大概那个进度怎么样。
北京项目现在都已经这个在很快速的在建设在这个了，但是呢，这个可能会有一些影响，因为呢，北京市政府已经哦公布了，就是说在7月份以后。 就所有的，因为要开奥运会，从7月份开始就全部要停工了，就是说所有的工地都不能施工啊，所以这个可能对我们的计划有一些影响，这个我已经接到这种通知的。那么为了说这个项目能够，我们本来是想开业就要定在这一天啊，那么这个可能会有一些时间节点会有一些影响，我们正在调整那计算啊，正在计算，因为这是政府强制性的，所有整个北京市为了开奥运会，所有的工地都要停下来，不能施工，因为怕有灰尘啊，会有声音啊，这样子哈。
So Mr. Chen mentioned that for the Beijing plan, since starting from the July, due to the Olympic Games launched in the Beijing, and all of the construction work has to be stopped, which was requested by the government. So as a result, we believe that there will have a slight delay on the launches of our like a Beijing plan for at least one or two months. But still, I believe that it will be. We will have a full operation at the beginning of the 2009 or even before the end of this year. Okay?
Hey, 你好.
Hey.
谢谢小姐，谢谢陈总.
Okay, thank you. So we can pass it to the next question.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. To cancel your request, please press the star followed by the two. One moment, please. Thank you. There appear to be no further questions. Please continue with any other points you wish to raise.
George, is there anything else that you would like to add at this stage before we thank everyone for participating? The call will be on the webpage as soon as possible later on today.
Okay. Let me finally confirm with Mr. Chen. 陈总，你还没有其他的那个话，大概要再解里边说了。
那个非常感谢啊，这投资者对我们这个对公司的看好，包括对中国这个环保产业的这个这种的关心哈、啊、跟看好。那么呢，我们也很坚信哦，就是说现在呢，就是说随着中国这种啊这个政府啊这次也是刚刚公布了，把环境保护地变成了环境保护部，变成国务院的27个组成部门之一哈。 各种环保标准更加加强提高了，啊，另外可能垃圾焚烧也是从来没有这么这个的，所以说今年的业务哈、啊，应该整个的形势对我们是非常的好，我们也作为公司的管理层，我们是非常坚信呢，这个今年啊，包括往后会有一个非常好的发展哈、啊。
So Mr. Chen comes to the conclusion that thank you very much for all of your attention to our conference call, and Mr. Chen believes that. Right now, he sees the government is really emphasized on the environmental protections, and even more significant step of the government is to promote and upgrade our environmental protection department to state of environmental protection, which is another category of department in China, which is more upgraded. And Mr. Chen said that from his experience, he has never seen waste incineration in the China development so fast and has such a strong growing potential. And as the management of the company, he believed he will be able to deliver more and contribute more to the company and also to the environmental protection business in the China. Thank you very much for all of your joining the conference. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the Zhongde Waste Technology AG presentation. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.